Chapter 18 Big Fish, Deep Waters. The lights had gone on in the main hall, and I could see figures moving about inside. I used the side door, which led into a long corridor. At one end, there was a door into the hall itself. Next to it, some small stairs led to a balcony. I ran quickly and silently up the stairs and crouched down in the semi-darkness. Below me, I could hear the guests talking over pre-dinner drinks, and I could just see the figures through the bars surrounding the balcony. What I saw made me draw a sharp breath of surprise. There were only six of them. Strang was easily identifiable in his elegant evening dress. He was offering a glass of champagne to a bald, middle-aged man who I recognized as Henry Minelli, a top presidential advisor. This man was very close to the US president and spoke to him daily. Next to him was the tall figure of Sir Clive Hawley, private secretary to the Minister for Defence in the British government. Suddenly, I recognised him as the man arguing with Strang in his darkened office in Berlin all those years ago. Why hadn't I made the connection before? In a corner, talking to another man who had his back turned to me, I could see Bob Nash, head of the CIA. But who was the other man? Cass was also there, standing on the edge of the group. That was surprising. What was he doing here among these big fish? One person I might have expected to see was Sir George. However, he wasn't there. Maybe he was not part of this thing at all. That would make sense. In a way, I felt more confident when I realized this. He, at least, was clean. A waiter appeared at the other door and announced that dinner was served. The group moved towards the central table, set with elegant silverware and crystal glasses, and bowls of pink and yellow roses. It was then that I got my first sight of the man who had had his back turned. I could hardly believe my eyes. It was Holtzman. Holtzman, the master spy. Holtzman, the man who had been offered an exchange for Peter. Suddenly my memory began to stir again. I remembered my last conversation with Kurt Klassens in the dark bar in Tegel. Something he had said about Holtzman. Something to do with the Mafia? Drugs? The new Silk Road? If it was drugs, then it might explain why the CIA was there. What was the connection between that and the attempt to kill me? San Cristobal, of course. Drugs from the East through Germany and the old Soviet Empire. Drugs from the West through US support of dishonest and corrupt governments in Latin America. And where do the drugs go? Mainly to the USA, but to Europe too. Heroin going from East to West. Cocaine going in the opposite direction. And top officials were fully involved in both businesses. People at the top who were making a lot of money behind their respectable positions. People like Sir Clive, perhaps. And they would feel terribly threatened by anyone who might have made the connection, by anyone who might make their secrets public. I had been in Berlin at a time of opportunities. And Strang, and his boss Sir Clive probably, had been all too ready to take them. And I had been in San Cristobal too, seeing the other end of things. It was obvious to me now that San Cristobal had been a suicidal operation. We were supposed to die. None of us, except Cass, should have survived. We all knew too much. And now these people obviously saw me as a threat. My mind was now racing. I had to find Bert, get hold of Kurt Klassen's again, check my suspicions. But first, I had to try to overhear as much of their conversation as possible. It wasn't easy. Several of them were talking at once. There was a noise of plates and knives and forks. All I could hear were bits and pieces of what they said.
What are we going to do now, then?
How come you didn't take care of this back in Bambacocha?
Where is he now?
What do you mean you don't know? We have to know.
Maybe he hasn't made the connection. Maybe we're worrying about nothing.
What happened to the girl?
We can't afford any more mistakes, Strang. Your head is on the block, and so is mine if this gets out.
A strong voice came through the noise.
Let's calm down, gentlemen. We have until tomorrow morning to work out a plan of action. Don't let's spoil a good dinner.
It was Sir Clive. The conversation turned to other matters, and I decided to leave quietly. I had work to do before Sunday morning.